Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Tuesday night celebrating a Rangers win. Brett Boone. The Brett Boone effect is real, boys. The Brett Boone effect is real. Your Texas Rangers went off tonight against the Boston Red Sox to the tune of 16 hits, scoring 6 runs, the most run support that Nathan Eovaldi has had all year long, as your Texas Rangers take the first game of a 3-game series with the Boston Red Sox, 6-1 at Fenway Park. I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the Phenom himself, Blake Elliott.
Hola, amigos and amigas. Very late night, 9:43 Central Standard Time. I want to say our latest time getting on.
Actually, I think it would be Central Daylight Time.
Central Day, is that CDT?
That's CDT.
Is that what time
Not
zone?
Not CTE, CDT.
CDT, that's the time zone we're on?
Well, I mean, it is daylight savings time. So, yes, it would be Central Daylight Time. I mean, we've already had the discussion about daylight savings.
I'm not
I see those wheels turning in your head. So before, I wasn't sure where we were going next.
Not disagreeing with that. I just feel like I've never heard CDT. I have heard it just not often. I feel like when we refer to our time zone, we just say central time zone.
Central Standard Time or Central Daylight Time.
Okay. Oh, CST.
Central, well, that's Central Standard Time when it's not daylight savings.
Which one do we use more?
I mean, it's pretty much 50-50 down the
50-50 split?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're familiar with how the whole daylight savings time works, right? I feel like we've had this conversation.
Still getting behind it.
You know, clocks spring forward in March, fall back in what, September?
So still getting behind
is
it.
That's how that works.
Feels like a little bit of a theory out there. But anyways, Rangers.
I mean, it's a real thing. There's no theory to it. It is a real
President Trump's trying to eliminate it.
It's an urban legend, like the Loch Ness Monster or Rhode Island.
I'm not a huge fan of this daylight savings jibber jab, but how are the Tolos doing? Or do we have any Tolos out there right now?
Great question.
Am I just talking to myself?
877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. If you're listening to the program, let us know.
I need the text line to blow up. I need to know if we're just talking
to
ourselves.
I'd love to have the text
line. Because if we're just talking to ourselves, well, we can be real candid.
We can.
We can be real authentic. Real ourselves. I'm just going to pretend
which
it's
is
me,
what
you, and Ross
in
here.
Which is what we always
that's
do.
That's what we always do. We can turn it up a notch. If it's just us three, nobody's listening.
Well, I mean, I'm going to keep it at this level for the next 2 hours.
Oh, no
minutes.
Mr. Coffee, huh?
No Even coffee if- today. No coffee today. Well, I mean, not since, 11 o'clock this morning.
Any honey in your coffee?
What's that? No. No, just a little splash of cream. Just a
no honey
splash of cream. If I do say so myself,
I had to do that the other day. Had a table order an Americano, actually, no, it was a latte, almond milk, side of honey.
Okay,
pretty solid, eh?
I mean, you can't go wrong,
guy, girl, on a date, 10:30. And this is not the old brunch spot, this is the new
Americanos,
restaurant.
Though. I mean,
it was a latte, it was my fault. I said Americanos.
But even still, an Americano is just what, espresso with a splash of with hot water?
Yeah, I was about to say, for the ignoramuses like myself, what are all these different coffees? And
Americano, to me, an Americano is a waste.
It's really the traditional, just usually see older people,
just
usually
man up and just drink the entire shot of espresso.
Well, most people, all it is hot water, Ross, with an Americano. Latte is just
espresso
with milk.
Thing of hot water.
Lot cappuccino or frap. One of the cappuccinos just more foam than cream.
And that, I don't think your restaurant's selling fraps.
We're not. I accidentally said frap. Frap is
just a hunch.
That's a frozen McDonald's situation. That's what I was going to say. Okay, people, please, Blake, no candid pastry chef Eric. Mm. No. Really, coffee? Can you talk sports? Of course.
No, we're getting ready to.
Texas Rangers won tonight, 6-1. Everybody got a hit except for Blaine Krim and Josh.
Starter wise. Now you had a couple guys that came in to pinch hit. Let's see, our boy Blaine Krim, who's still making his way through. He is still hitless in his big league. Now I think he only had one.
He had two
at bat. You're right. He had two at bat. So my man, I think he's 0-4, 0-5, somewhere in there.
Let's get a Blaine Krim
so
rally.
Far. So let's get some Blaine Krim loved up. But outside of that, just real quick, Josh Smith after four hits the other night, he gets another three tonight.
Okay, Josh Smith, back to back seasons, one of your most consistent hitters, man.
Yeah, no, he absolutely is. I mean, he kind of fell off at the end of last year. I think he kind of got worn down a little bit. And plus, that was the most he'd ever played career-wise. But
he's showing I need to be in the 1-9 at some point every game.
That's what Bochy said. That's the reason why. I think that's the reason why they brought up Evan Carter.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons why is because they don't want to play. Because that conversation was maybe we play Josh Smith at center field so you can get his bat in the lineup every day. But Bochy's like, nah, you need guys like Josh Smith because he's played, I think, 7 of the 9 positions this year.
Wow.
Right?
Played first.
I mean, I think he's played everything but catcher and I think pitch, right? So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, a guy like Josh Smith is just so valuable to this baseball team. There's no way that you're going to pigeonhole. And God forbid somebody gets hurt, then maybe that. But outside of that, the guy, his utility goes without saying. All right. Wyatt Langford, he had a hit tonight. Corey Seager had a hit. Jock Peterson.
Woo!
Jock Peterson.
Almost took 1 yard.
My man went 2-for-3 tonight with a ribby. Is that his first ribby of the year? We'll check that here in just a second, but I feel like it might be. He lifts his batting average to a robust. You want to guess?
123.
Since you like to play this game? Ooh, I like where your head's at. Ross Lebinski, who we have not done a radio show with in probably 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't think it's been that long. I want to say like a week, right? Because we had talked about how long it was, but it wasn't.
Bro, barely on a week ago.
I was about to say, I think we did a quick hit show a week or two ago. And before that, I think literally February.
I was going to say, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks. So I was going to say, we've done like one, maybe two shows with Ross in 2025. What's your Jock Peterson batting average guess?
Second RBI in the year.
And this is the guy who went like
hasn't been
0
great.
For 40.
Hasn't
okay,
been great.
I'm going to guess 0.092.
I like where your head's at, but no, it is 114.
That was his second ribby.
114. So he's got two ribbies on the year, one tonight. Meanwhile, Marcus Semien, 2-for-5 tonight. Adolis, who had that kind of weird little hitch in his giddy up, outrunning a single. I think I was in the 7th or 8th inning tonight. Kind of worried, a little worrisome there for a second. Everybody kind of paused. Bochy actually talked to him as he was coming off the field. Obviously, nothing, no big deal. I'm sure they'll check on it again. But Adolis goes 3-for-3 today with an RBI and a walk as well. And then rounding it out, Evan Carter goes 2-for-5 in his first.
That's a W.
I'm telling you what, in his first action with the big club today. And then, of course, my guy, Jonah Heim, 2-for-4 with an RBI as well as one strikeout. So your Texas Rangers, let the Brett Boone-ness begin.
Yep.
But Brett Boone, the effect is real, boys and girls.
I got to give all the credit to you, Frederick Davis. You called for Donnie Ecker's job.
I did not call for his job. I wish you guys would stop pigeonholing me and telling me that all I did was I wanted some accountability from Donnie Ecker.
You knew something was about to come out. Donnie Ecker's released two days later.
I'd love to have been able to say, hey, rumor has it that my man's on the way out and Brett Boone might be on the way in. I mean, I'd love to break that story. I would love to break that story, but I heard something today listening to G-Bag, because you know we like to tolo here on Fan After Dark. But I was listening to G-Bag earlier today, and I think it was Gavin was talking about something he had read as far
Spittle?
As... Yeah, Spittle was on G-Bag. But Dawson was saying how one of the issues with Donnie Ecker was, or maybe it was Broadus, whoever, but that his whole... he has like this biometrics approach... Donnie Ecker did, and this, like, you know, you're going to do the opposite of what the pitching, you know, like you're going to take all these different approaches to the pitching and what have you. And it just felt like, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, that's a lot. We're hitting a baseball, right? Like, look, I'm all for advanced analytics. I'm all for whatever extra resources you have. But sometimes it's just put the bat on the ball, okay? Like, sometimes it's just that simple. And it makes so much sense now. And again, we're one game into it. But now that we're starting to hear maybe what Donnie Eckers' approach was, it explains. I mean, guys did look like there was just some consternation. And the way they look tonight, all right? I mean, it's not like Giolito is some, you know, a journeyman that's been just got called up from the minors, okay, and is, you know, some 35-year-old lifelong guy. I mean, this guy's, I mean, he's a good pitcher, right? So for them to come out tonight, and again, I don't know what, if any, effect Brett Boone has.
I'm just going to give him all the credit, though, for at least tonight.
But I'll tell you what, I think Donnie Ecker being gone does, I think that, because I'm telling you right now, I think guys went to the plate tonight swinging free.
Yeah, they did. Evan Carter getting called up. We saw him with confidence at the plate. I thought that was really important. You saw Adolis Garcia swinging with some more confidence. And then I don't think anything has to be said about Jock Peterson. We know that just him putting the ball in play is a positive. So the Rangers, and the last time they played the Red Sox, I want to say, was that opening series, right, towards the beginning of the season. So
they opened the series or opened the season against them. Yes, sir.
It's nice to see them back on it because in that one, they lost the first one. They won three in a row, but it was mainly because of their pitching staff. They didn't score more than four runs in that series. Be able to score six today. Everybody contributing. So I am in a positive mindset with the change as far as Donnie Ecker being gone, Brett Boone being in. Tolos, 877-881-1053. Are you overreacting and happy about this hitting coach change, or do you still think the Texas Rangers offense is going to go back to what it was? Where are you at right now? After one game, overreacting? I am.
No, you're wildly overreacting.
I am. I think, I'm not saying that they're going to score six every game, but
nice they did.
I'm on the same page as you of Donnie Ecker wasn't the voice they needed to hear. It wasn't helping them, obviously, and bringing in a new voice seems to be paying dividends, and we'll see if it continues. Obviously, after the series, we'll make a full assessment after a couple weeks and see where this team is at, but they were bottom two in every single hitting category in Major League Baseball, so the bar is pretty low.
No, you got to believe that you can only get better from here, and the difference in where this team was at 2 years ago and what they've looked like last year and this year. Now, again, injuries have definitely played a factor in all that, but you got to feel good about what you saw tonight because, again, and look, you and I talked about this last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hitting is so much mental. Baseball is such a mental. There's a mental aspect to hitting and what goes on, you know, inside the batter's box. And so for these guys to go in there and for everybody except for one starter to get a hit says a lot. By the way, Giolito, this is only his second start of the year. I was concerned. Okay, maybe he just hasn't had a very good year so far. Didn't have a bad start. I mean, like I said, this is only his second start, but his first start against the Blue Jays, he gave you six innings, only gave up three runs, and had seven Ks, right? So, like I said, it wasn't like Giolito is some, you know, bum, you know, some geek off the street. Okay, he's a legit pitcher. So you know, for them to get to him tonight, there's something to be said for that. Meanwhile, speaking of pitchers getting to the other team,
Nathan Eovaldi.
I mean, look, Nathan Eovaldi's going to do Nathan Eovaldi type things, and he did that exactly again tonight. Six innings pitched, five hits, one run, one walk, seven Ks on 90 pitches, bringing his ERA now down to 2.03. So right now, when you look at this baseball team and you look at this starting staff between Eovaldi, who is your ace, Malley, who's ace
going up for a Cy Young,
and Jacob DeGrom, who's been an ace. All right, you got three dogs, and now tonight again. Let's not just get too excited yet. Or as in, you know, the wolf. If everybody remembers my boy Winston Wolf from Pulp Fiction, let's not start just yet. But you gotta like what you saw from your Texas Ranger offense tonight.
Oh, no, totally. And I think one of the biggest things that I noticed, and the guys said this during the course of the game, but Nathan Eovaldi in seven games, in seven games, got nine runs of offensive support. Like, that is crazy, especially when he's your ace.
Wait a minute. He's already pitched eight. This is his eighth start of the year?
I think so. That or this was his seventh. Because he's gotten so little run support.
I know he's gotten no little run support, but there's no way he's already pitched eight games.
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, if he's our, like, one, number two.
I'm about to show you.
We've already had, I think, coming into this series, we had five straight series losses. So that's five series right there. If he pitches once every series, that's five starts. Granted, he's not going to pitch every single series, but even so, yeah.
Check out the big brain on Ross. Eight games played. One complete game, one shutout, 48.2 innings. I mean, I didn't realize we are whipping through this baseball season.
No, and that's something I've really enjoyed about this season is that even with the just suboptimal offense we've gotten up to this point, like, they've stayed competitive. They stayed in absolutely. A lot of these games.
Well, the pitching's kept you in it, right? The pitching's kept you in it.
And so for the offense to be able to show up and show out like they did tonight, I don't want to overreact. But it is definitely a step in the right direction.
Let's overreact about the Rangers. We got the Stars on tomorrow, but the NBA playoffs have been crazy already. We just saw one of the craziest comebacks that we've seen in recent memory. We're going to break that down and more next on Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.